Across the river and extending south to your left, you can see a wildlife conservation area called Hackett's Marsh. The marsh is closed to the public and access is only available on guided walks or by prior arrangements with the site manager. The area is grazed by cattle during the summer and autumn, and a hay crop is sometimes taken from the upper areas. It is extremely rich in plants, which indicates a long period of uninterrupted traditional grassland management. The Titchfield estate map of about 1610 indicates that the course of the river was very similar to today, and shows the marsh with enclosed fields. In 1840, the Burselden Tithe Award map was drawn up as a result of the Tithe Commutation Act of 1836. This changed the tax system for tenant farmers from paying proportions of their crops or livestock to the parish to paying cash. More detailed maps than those existing at the time were required. The tithe map showed that many fields on the higher ground were growing crops, and it also showed a track or drove down which the commoners would take their livestock to the marsh. A number of boundaries were adjusted to today's pattern in the late 19th century when the railway was constructed. Now let's walk on through the Universal Marina Yard, taking care to follow the designated footpath route. Stop just beyond the entrance to the southernmost marina pontoon. That's the one with the blue telephone box.